In this series, Demonstrations of Faith, I am coming to you to talk about a man who was processed, worked by God to be equipped for the correct moment, a man who went through tough processes, but processes in which God was always with him, working in his life to strengthen his faith. This man was worked on intimately in the solitude of the desert, but it was there where he got to know God. Faith works to the degree that you know God. Now, knowing God is not learning history about God. Knowing God requires a process of intimacy. It requires a process in which you set yourself completely apart from everything. Often, we have so many things in our head and are taking care of so many things that the last thing you try to do is listening to God's voice. And each time God is going to talk to you, you don't listen to anything. You always listen to your neighbor, you listen to your relatives, you listen to everybody except to God and to what God wants to tell you. Do you know why we don't understand what God says? Because God speaks in a language called faith. And this faith grows as I listen to him. This faith grows as I get to know him. I don't need you to know the history about God. Today, I am inviting you to get to know the God of history. The Bible is full of people who knew God, and their faith served them to conquer kingdoms. This faith was also converted into what led them to suffer, but that faith led them to not see anything physically, but to understand that there was an eternity, that they were things which were not going to be fulfilled in the present, but later. Their generations were going to receive them. Moses was one of these men who was forged by God. And at a certain moment, Moses is taken back to Egypt to take the people out. He goes with a message directly from God, faces the Pharaoh, and takes Israel out to an important point, with God's presence ahead of them, guiding them, to a point where perhaps they would have or perhaps consider giving up, but it was the first point where they were going to see how God manifested his promise regarding lifting them up with a powerful hand. My beloved, how many times have you tried to do certain things and it has not worked for you, even though you believe in God? You simply think and say that God is going to back you up in everything that you do. But the question is what you are going to do subjected to God's will? Is what you are going to do in the same path where God wants to take you? Do not misinterpret. If God is with you, it does not mean he will approve everything you think about and try to do if it's not subjected to his will. Israel came out of Egypt, but they were not walking wherever they wanted. Moses was in front, but in front of Moses was God's presence. And God would find for them the place where they were going to camp out. God would find for them the place where they had to be. And God takes them to a specific place. I imagine some of them arriving at that place. It was a beach. They had the sea in front of them. And they were calm at that moment because they came out of Egypt. And they were going toward their land. I imagine some of them started to think, when I get to that place, when that promise arrives, just like often we start to dream. Isn't that true? They say that dreaming doesn't cost anything. But when God puts a dream in your heart, it comes with a heavenly guarantee. But for that guarantee to be able to touch that dream in your heart and make it come true, you need faith. And faith is not received by history's fairy tales that you hear from people who share them with you. But it is only received by hearing words about who God is. Today, I'm not going to talk to you about God's history, nor about mankind's history. I am going to talk to you about the God of history who operated in persons to make demonstrations which to the naked eye are impossible, but in the supernatural, impossibility does not exist. Some of you will say, okay, Pastor, that history is beautiful. He's talking about Moses, about men in the Bible. I have good news for you. Those men and women were like you and me. What is the difference between what happened to Moses then and what is happening in our time? He went through processes and through difficulties. Do you know what the difference is? It is the degree of faith in which God is moving us. It is to be able to understand that faith is like a muscle which needs to be exercised, and God is looking for a container to make this muscle grow through training. Through trial, He shows His power, His faithfulness, His mercy, and who He is. But often, we refuse to be used by Him because we think we have learned a lot, we are in control, and thus we can succeed. But what happens when the door closes on us and you don't have anything else to think about? What happens when everything has closed on you and you don't find anything else you can do? So I ask you today, when are you going to lay hold of faith? When are you going to look up at heaven? I don't understand why human beings are so hard-headed. Many times, we must walk to the end of the earth and be glued to the earth to be able to look up at heaven. Why not do it now while He is near? Draw close to God. Call on Jehovah while He is near, His word says. Call on Him. This is the time. Why wait for everything to end and then say, Lord, if you existed, why didn't you allow this? Why did you allow this? You know, I ask myself why Israel had to last 400 years under captivity, 400 years under slavery. Because we accommodate ourselves to where the world wants to place us. Let me tell you, God created you for something better. God has better things. Don't accommodate yourself. 400 years had to go by and many years of sadness before their heart finally looked up to heaven and cried out to God, "Have mercy on us." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Command the Israelites to start moving. Raise your walking stick and hold it over the sea so that the sea will split and the people can cross it on dry land. Look, there are God's promises which may seem impossible for us to see them fulfilled. But this is what it is about. Faith cannot be understood from a human or rationalistic optic. Faith is understood from our spirit. And when you are connected to God, you are connected to what He says. Your eyes are saying, this is impossible. But God, who is inside of you, is telling you, I already have everything planned. Take it easy. Take it easy. Continue walking. If I said it, it will happen. We now have these people standing in front of the sea, some of them thinking, dreaming about what it could be, what will happen after we arrive at the promised land. Some of them would be saying to Moses, Moses, is this the place where we are going to camp out? It seems like this is as far as we are going. Moses telling them, no, the land is beyond the sea. Then they began to question. Because among other things, when we still have a limited mind, which is used to doing things the way we know how to do them, we begin to judge and question everything that God said he was going to do. And we even dare to question those to whom God raises to do powerful things. We question everything. We are easy to judge and question what we don't know or what we are not familiar with, because it is easier for us to believe in what we already know. But faith is about allowing yourself to be surprised, to remain firm, even you don't know anything. You only obey because if God says so, he already did it. God does not speak what he has not done. When God says something, it's because it is already done. God didn't take them to this point in front of the sea and then later in the evening think, and now, how am I going to get them across? How am I going to do so they can get across? And now, how am I going to introduce them? No, God already had everything planned. When you allow God to guide you, peaks in your life will arrive, where all you see in front of you is the ocean, and what you see behind you is your past, which is attempting to catch up with you, to harm you. You must remain confident and firm, not focusing on the past, which is coming behind you to catch up with you, but focusing forward toward what God already has prepared for each of us and for you. Moses didn't have the same thinking or the same motivation Israel had. Israel continued thinking like a slave, even though they were slavery ruled their minds. And when slavery rules, when you have subjected yourself to something, when you had given yourself to something, when you had become accustomed to something, it's complicated to see the new things God has for you when the past is already part of your life. Am I making myself understood? It's the same thing that happened to them. Anguish took over them because the sea was in front of them. And behind them, the Pharaoh was coming with his army to finish them up. They had left Pharaoh behind. They have left Egypt. But now, it seemed like Egypt was catching up with them to destroy them. Their future was uncertain. Their present complicated. And their past was catching up with them. I don't know if this can be compared to what you are going through today. Maybe you are not standing in front of a physical sea, but you are standing in front of a sea of tribulation, a sea of trials, a sea of processes, a sea of bad news. And when you look behind, you simply see that your past is catching up to you, and that perhaps you are going to fail again, just as you failed in the past. But I come with good news to tell you. If you are absorbing this word today, you are not going to fail like you failed yesterday, because the Lord removed you from your past. He made you a new creature, and He's going to take you to whatever He has for you, which is new. The only thing you must do is believe. Believe. Trust. Don't throw out the towel. Don't look behind you. Pastor, you may say, Pastor, I've been going through this for years. One more year doesn't matter. Moses spent 40 years learning in the desert. You haven't spent 40 years, perhaps a few years, but observe what God has done during those few years and what He will continue doing now. God already has something planned, and if He has brought you up to this point, if He has placed you at this point, at the place where you are now, it's not because He's going to invent something new. He already has something prepared. What's happening is that your eyes are looking at the sea. Your eyes are looking at the amount of problems. Moses was not in that position. Moses was in front of the sea, but he was looking at the promise. He knew that the God who had helped them to get out of Egypt would also have the solution for them to get across. There were no ships. It is easy when you are facing the sea and you see your past approaching and you simply have something around you. You say, let's use whatever we have and let's keep going. But what happens when there is nothing around you? When there is no sea craft? When there is not even a small boat and you have your family with you? You begin battles in your mind. Well, when you know who your celestial Father is, when you know who God is, He who has always sustained you, He who has given you faith to show you His faithfulness, then you remain firm. Moses told them, look at the past coming behind you. Say goodbye to them because you will never see them again. In other words, they will not touch you. Yes, they are coming against us. But the closer they get, the closer they get. Listen well. The closer the past gets, the closer Pharaoh gets, the more the crisis appears to be closer to you and touch you. The more the miracle which the Lord had already proclaimed for you is getting ahead. Therefore, Moses cried out to God, and God said to him, what are you doing, Moses? Arise! It's time to act! It's time to act! I imagine that Moses remembered when he saw his staff converting into a snake, when he saw the mighty acts that God performed in Egypt. And now God is telling him, now is the moment. Take the staff, extend your hand, and divide the sea. Moses didn't question, because when you believe, you don't stop to meditate how it is going to happen. Do you know why we fall behind in our processes? Do you know why many times we delay things? Because when God gives us a promise, we take it to our mind, not to our heart. To act, it is time that you rid yourself of reasoning and receive God's word in your spirit so you can begin to act. Moses extended his hand. Those around him didn't understand what he was doing, but Moses, I imagine Moses didn't understand either. I imagine Moses said, if he tells me to do it, it is because something is going to happen. And when Moses extended his hand to divide the sea spread apart. The Bible says that there was already a path established under the sea. I am going to end with this because it's powerful. You haven't arrived at the point where you are now by chance. If God had placed you at this point, if God has brought you to this moment and the sea is in front of you, get ready. Simply extend your hand. Worship God. Stay confident. Remain firm. Because your eyes are about to see what they didn't see before. Oh my God! And you are going to begin seeing God's supernatural quality. God already gave the order. I imagine God had already told the sea. When Moses raises his hand, you will divide yourself into two, because they have to walk on this path. This is the place where they must cross. There will be no other path. This is necessary. I need to confront them with this reality so that they learn to know me. It's the same thing that is happening with your life today. But remember, extend your hand. Take the staff the Lord gave to you, which is the degree of faith that God gave you. Extend your hand because God already gave an order to the earth. So as soon as you made the movement, so as soon as this faith propels you to action, what is there will happen in the name of God. Because the word has already been given, you just need to do your part. Father, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for this word, which disturbs us, but through it, you talk to us about the events that happened there and remain written so today we could learn. And it's awesome that today we can understand it and receive it in our heart. Lord, I pray so that many can be lifted through this word and can see your glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation of the devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He sends you blessings.